Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning and happy Monday, everybody. This is Toni Green with Messages from Above. So, just a few things before we get started with the show today, with the actual calls that I'll be taking. Somebody asked me a pretty decent question the other day. The question was, but, you know, when you're doing a reading, where is this coming from? Are these just answers from you? And I, right away, the person, starts to think about it, but then what comes out of my mouth is absolutely not. This is not coming from me. So I'm going to just take a second here, and to the best of my abilities or channeling, I'm going to explain channeling and my abilities. So my understanding, as I know it, of what I do is I allow, I don't have to allow, they just do it. Heaven just speaks through me. It was never a conscious thought or effort. It's happened all of my life. Especially when I was younger, when someone was in distress or just really seeking an answer, information would come out of my mouth. The statements, words, information, answers would just come out of my mouth. And I'd turn and walk away and completely forget what I just said, which, by the way, still happens. If I'm doing a reading for you and I'm channeling, it's not coming from me. It's not a thought process in my head that is coming from my mind or my brain. It isn't my opinion or my thoughts. It's coming from above. It's coming from that place of divinity. So as soon as it's done, and it can be within five, it could be 3 sentences that took 5 seconds to say. But as soon as I'm done saying them, it's kind of deleted from my, not even deleted because it wasn't in my mind. It just came through me. So it's not like I'm saying this and memorizing it or thinking it. It just comes through me. And people will say, can you repeat that? Can you repeat what you just said? No, I probably cannot, but I'll try to go back to that space, time, energy, and get it again. And I wish I should record everything when I'm doing a session or when I'm doing groups or when I'm, because the stuff that comes out is so profound. And anyone who knows me intimately or on a friendship level knows I'm just not that profound. I like to tell jokes and think I'm extremely hilarious. By the way, I'm probably not. Anyway, see that? That if you're laughing, thank you. I love you. but the truth of the matter is, where does it come from? Heaven, And when I say heaven, that's pretty big. Does that mean loved ones? That's the next question I get. Does that mean loved ones? Does that mean angels? Does that mean guides? Does that mean God or the source itself? It means all of it. Because if somebody is in those upper realms, those realms of love and light, working from pure love and light, they're all going to have the exact same message for you. Now, the question I get next is, are these your angels and guides or are they mine? Well, again, probably I'm going to go with, you know, Tony, the girl sitting here, says yours, of course. But again, all of it, because anybody in that realm is going to give you the exact same answer. The same answer will exist to that question for your life, because that is the answer. That is the, how else can they say this? That is it. That is what they are saying. So whether it comes from a loved one, and we want to believe, we want to go to let's say our mom or our grandmom, who's on the other side, and have them say something very specific or eloquent to us, and they do, and they want to, but the same message they're going to give you about your life is the same message your angel would give you about your life. Or the same message that God would give you about your life. Because it's your life and it's going in the same place. No matter who gives you this message, it's the message. Your mother isn't going to give you the same message she would have given you when she was here on this earth, because she no longer has an ego. She no longer has fear. All of her messages are going to come from love and light. It might sound like the same personality that she had, but the content of the message might be a little bit different. Now, a lot of people come to me and they want me to prove myself to them. Yeah. Oh, I have so much to say about that. Like, first, please do both of us a favor. If you don't believe in the abilities, Don't schedule that appointment, because let me just move forward. Like, some of the things that people will say to me is, I'm not going to tell you the name of the person I want to connect with or what I want to know from them. You just figure that out. Seriously. I'm good, and some people might be able to do that, but that's not what I do. Like, seriously, that's not what I do. It's just not. If you're going to ask me what was their favorite color, I'm going to look at you and go, I don't know. That's not what I'm here for. You knew their favorite color. Why are you asking me what their favorite? Is that really what you're wasting your money on? Asking me questions you already know the answer to? So for me, that's silliness. That's just silliness. Either you trust it or you don't. You believe it or you don't. And for those who believe, I am here, I'm ready, I'm willing, I am able. For those who don't, I don't mean to sound how this is probably going to sound to some of you. I just don't have the energy for that. I don't have the will. I don't have, thank you, God. Thank you. It is not my job to change your mind or your beliefs. If you listen to me and you have an epiphany and it changes, that was your doing. But it is not my personal position in life. It is not my purpose to change anybody's mind about their beliefs. Trust me. I have family members that are not 100% on board with my work. That's okay. I love them just the same. I do, 100%. I love them just the same. But I'm not spending my time trying to convince them. That's not my purpose. That's not my job. everybody's belief is valid and unique and okay. So having said all of that and getting off on that little direction, I hope this helps you to understand and when you're receiving a message, where it's coming from and how it's helping you. So I'm going to start taking callers. When I call out your area code, when I call out your three-digit area code, give me your name and where you're calling from, and then ask a question. And let your question be specific. You know, please don't say something to the effect of, tell me about my life. That's a whole on reading, and I'm happy for you to schedule an appointment and book an appointment for that. But a more specific question, because there are quite a few people waiting online to get questions answered. And there always are. And I truly apologize that I don't get to everybody. I do have a second show coming out, though. Yay! I'm so excited. It's with another station, and we are in the process of working out all of the beautiful divine details now. And that show will be an hour. So when I have all of the details on that, and I expect it to start right around that June time. So that's a beautiful thing. Usually I release a book in June. I have something new and exciting coming up in June every year. So this year, but I'm working on another book also, and I'm hoping that that book will be ready by June. Also, I'm working on one other project that I'll talk about next week. Now, if you want to connect with a loved one, please tell me the name of the loved one you'd like to connect with and the relationship to you. So, for example, Mike, my grandpa, versus Mike, my brother. So those are just my little prerequisites, and they help everything go very it helps me just get into that energy and be very effective for you and get you the information, the exact information you want to know. Okay? So I'm going to go to the first caller, and the first caller is area code 916. Hello, 916. How are you today?
Hello, Toni. This is Nancy from California. And
Nancy.
Life is kind of topsy-turvy now. I lost my husband last Tuesday severe illness, and it's bittersweet because he had no quality of life and his body was deteriorating, and I know he's in a better place. But my question is, oh, by the way, I just want to put out my compassion for anybody that has a loved one in the hospital now that they can't visit, and I know how hard that is.
It's devastating.
Devastating. It was devastating, and all my two stepdaughters and me, we could only visit him in the end of life. And
so
hard. It was so hard, you know, not to be able to communicate with him.
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're talking about, because at the beginning of this, my mom was in the hospital. She had taken a fall, and she broke her femur, and her hip, she had to have a hip replacement and repair her femur. But they also found out, thank goodness, she was in the hospital. They found out she had pneumonia and her lungs were full, and we couldn't go visit her. And we couldn't find out day to day and see. It's good to be able to see progress.
Yes.
And when you can't see, your mind goes crazy. And I can't imagine what that must have been like for you.
Yeah, for me, but for so many other people, too. Like I said, I'm putting out my compassion, even to the nurses there that have to take all the calls constantly from the family. And yeah,
right.
It really is a fortunate position. But anyway, going forward, I'm finding that, you know, now that he passed away, and I'm going to have to be moving in with my daughter in Oregon, and because I promised the house to his daughters. And the other thing, too, is I'm going to be living off of just my Social Security because he didn't provide anything in the living trust for me. So my whole thing is in the move and everything, which is inevitable, I don't want to be a burden to her. She has her family. I mean, I'm going to at least be with my grandchildren and my daughter. How can I make this a positive move and still maintain my independence eventually and move out?
Okay. Oh, my goodness. This is so life-changing. I want to cry for you. This is so life-changing on so many levels. Yeah. So first, I'm so sorry for all of the changes that you're experiencing at one time that are going to redefine your life as you know it. The one thing I can say, if as moving forward, we're opening a new chapter for you, and I'm going to just allow this answer to be channeled through me because I don't want my own personal opinions to get in, because you know what? It's nice if someone feels badly for you, but nobody wants pity, right? Nobody wants somebody to feel sorry for them in their answer. So I'm going to allow them to come straight forward for you and speak the truth that is for you at this time, and they have already started, and here we go. In starting this new book, we have ended the last chapter of the last book, and there is a new frontier you are going to conquer now. And in starting this new book, this brand new book, you get to reinvent and redevelop yourself into the person that you always thought you would be. So, for example, when you look back and you see those little places in your life, those little hiccups where you said, oh, I would have done that differently. Oh, I would have behaved this way if I knew better. Well, now you know better. And now you can behave in a whole new way and become a whole new person. It is never too late. And we want to remind you, love is never too late. Do not think for one moment that you are going to spend this last book of your life on your own without a partner. Not that you are looking for a partner right now, but do not think that that is not in your future. If you want that, that is going to come in such a magnificent way and in such a beautiful way this time with equal, the word they are using is equity, equal equity and share. It will be a whole new experience of love for you and growth. Even if you are not ready at this time, it doesn't mean that we eliminate that out. It's okay to be okay when you are okay. You don't have to be on anybody's timeline of grieving or feel like it's not okay to be better yet. Everybody knows on the other side the true feeling in our heart when we lose somebody. So do not worry about what other people think or say of you from this moment forward. That is the biggest hiccup in the human being. And it causes the human being to be slower than they could be in their evolutionary processes. Having said that, we want you to know you will not be a burden to anybody. You are a doer. You are a people pleaser. You get in and you start doing and doing and doing. The problem here is not you being a burden. The problem here is you taking over. trying to do too much and just, you know, have those good conversations to say, okay, here's a list of the things that I can do to help out with you in the home. And do not worry, even though you are going to be relocating and temporarily staying with your daughter, in no time at all, you will be in your own residence. And you will have independence in that way. Now, don't rush it because you, believe it or not, no matter how hectic it gets in that situation, you will miss having all of that love around you and the grandbabies around you. But when the time is right and you are ready and the resources are there, that is what will occur. I'm going to tell you there is future partnership love in your life. And it's okay to be open to that and to move on and to move forward. Some people think that's selfish and we did not grieve long enough. But if we are on the other side looking down at our loved one, we're not saying, stay single for a year so that you can memorialize me with your grief and your loneliness. No, when we are on the other side, we are saying, live this life. It is short. Live it to the fullest and experience as much love as you can on this place, in this place. So having said all of this, what we want you to know in the next book of your life, in the first chapter, write it appropriately. Make sure that you go into this with the thought of you are a valuable asset. You are going in to help in the ways that you can, but not to agreements in advance. It is always, if your daughter comes to stay with you and starts doing everything in the house, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. So have those agreements, have those conversations, and think of yourself as the valuable asset that is bringing love and new life into that home. It is often said that the grandparents can teach the grandbabies more and in a different way. And that is a beautiful thing. I hope this was helpful. Was it helpful?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes, I could tell it was channeled too. There's no doubt about it. I channeled you sometimes, and I can tell. Yes. It was channeled.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah. But remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, love.
No.
Yes,
you brought up another partnership, and it's so funny. In my mind right now, that is the last thing that I'm even thinking of, and it isn't because I feel disrespectful from this partnership to enter. You know, I kind of like my alone. I like to be independent and alone, and so I never expected anything like another partnership. So that I guess I'll be open to anything.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and we do, the people left behind feel as though it might be disrespectful or not honoring the love that they had. And I'm going to tell you first, oh my God, I could talk for like 100 hours on what loved ones on the other side want for us compared to what we feel obligated towards. First and foremost, this life is about love, sharing love, having love, and most significantly, being love. You are not to become a nun at this stage in your life, meaning none of this, none of that, none of those, none of these. No, that is not expanding and enjoying and creating. It's okay to go have a plate of pasta with someone. It's okay to have conversation with someone. And if that conversation is developing into more, it's divinity that has been brought to you. We are not meant to let any part of our heart shrink. We are not any part of our heart dissolve. If there is possible partnership, if there is possible love, we are to experience and to expand in it. For with love, all of life and expansion exists.
Yeah.
So don't give up and don't concede on any possibilities. Be open to all possibilities that may come your way.
Okay.
Okay, love?
Oh,
okay.
I'm open. Yeah. Well, thank
Good.
You so much, dear.
Absolutely,
no.
My pleasure, and I can't wait to hear, I really can't wait to hear, please call back, let me know how the next steps unfold. And remember, please never forget what a valuable asset you are.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so, so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
Tony, you too. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go to the very, very next caller. And the next caller is 443. Hello, 443.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. Hi, this is Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Florida today.
Oh, I love Florida. Okay, what's your question? What do you want to know today?
I put a contract on a house, and I was just wondering if it's the right house for me.
Yes. There might be a bit of a stall in the plan. Don't worry about it. Keep moving forward. You're going to find that this is I instantly just hear yes, and you're going to be very happy there. Once you get in and you make it the way you – once you get your juju in there, once you get your energy in there, you're going to absolutely love this place. Don't second-guess yourself. You tend to second-guess on all things in life. I think that's a woman thing for most of us.
Well, see, the problem is the again lower than what she's selling the house for more, you know. So that's what's bothering
you know,
me.
And
even though she put a lot of upgrades in the house.
Yes. Okay. So I'm still getting a yes. So if that hadn't happened, okay, thank you. If that hadn't happened, how would you feel about the home? Would you feel this is your sanctuary?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I'm just
okay.
A little confused. Yeah. Mm.
The feeling of a home is so much more important than anything else. Now, if you want to call her on the appraisal, you can. And I would let your realtor do that. I would let your realtor.
Yeah, my realtor's working
that.
On it. Yeah.
And then from there, you will know. And you know what? Seriously, let your realtor do that work, and you will be very, very happy with the outcome.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Once you get in, you are so welcome. And I do feel like your realtor is going to make some movement on this, okay? I do feel like they are going to be able to make some movement, and they are going to be able to, I'm going to use the word convince. Be convincing about it, okay? Because nobody wants to lose the deal at this point of the game, right? Nobody wants to lose the deal at this point in the game. And if this came back this way for you, this person selling the home is very well aware it will come back the same for everybody else, and they are going to have to concede a little bit at least. So allow your realtor to do the work and push your realtor to push it. Make your realtor the bad guy. That's what they're there for. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. And please let me know once you're in. Once you're in and you fill that place with your energy, I feel like you will have absolutely no regrets.
Okay.
No regrets. Okay, love?
Uh-huh.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the week.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm sorry if I did not get to you today. Please remember I'll be back next Monday at noon taking callers. I try to take new callers every single week, and I look forward to that.